welcome, courageous viewers, to another edition of Cinema Scene. Big or small, young or old, human or animal, the world is full of exceptional individuals who exemplify bravery in standing up for what's right and protecting the weak. Today's program features three movies about extraordinary beings from all spectrums of the world and beyond: Sky High, Underdog, and Astro Boy. Our first film is the 2005 production Sky High, directed by Mike Mitchell and written by Paul Hernandez, Robert Shuley, and Mark McCorkle. The action-packed comedy follows the adventures of a teenage boy attending freshman year at a school for budding superheroes. Will Stronghold, played by Michael Angarano, is not your average teenager. His parents, Steve and Josie Stronghold, played by Kurt Russell and Kelly Preston, are better known to the public as the wondrously strong commander in the speedy and airborne Jetstream, the two most powerful superheroes. With such famous parents, Will has large shoes to fill. There's just one problem. Will does not have any powers, and he isn't sure if he will ever develop any. Sky High, a special school that is literally located in the sky, is designed for kids with superpowers. Will is quickly accepted by his peers, who expect big things from him due to his celebrated family name. But his popular status does not last long. All freshmen are labeled as either heroes or lesser-regarded sidekicks according to their abilities. When it is revealed that Will cannot do anything special, he is categorized as a sidekick.
I don't have one.
Stronghold.
His fellow classmates include Layla, Will's best friend since childhood, played by Danielle Panabaker, who refuses to reveal her powers to control plant life. Zach, played by Nicholas Brown, who can glow in the dark. Ethan, played by DJ Daniels, who can melt into a puddle. And Magenta, played by Kelly Vitz, who can shapeshift into a guinea pig. While Will and his hero support friends are in the cafeteria, Will notices that another boy is staring him down. This is Warren Peace, played by Stephen Strait. Because Warren's villainous father was caught by Will's dad, the fire-throwing Warren strongly dislikes Will. After his first day at Sky High, Will's father proudly shows him the Stronghold family's underground control center, the Secret Sanctum. In this top classified chamber, they keep souvenirs from past victories, the most cherished of which is a weapon called the Pacifier, which the commander took from Royal Pain, the worst supervillain.
Ever teamed up to fight evildoers.
As soon as she came smashing through the window,
well, I knew she was the one for me. I wish you could have seen us. We were fantastic.
Royal Pain. Back at school, Warren and Will get into an altercation in the lunchroom, where Will's latent powers finally come into play. Although delighted to discover he shares his dad's strength, he is put into detention for fighting. On the other hand, Will's newfound power prompts teachers to transfer him to attend classes with other hero students. Will also starts gaining the attention of Gwen, a pretty senior girl. She introduces him to the so-called popular clique, and he begins to lose his so-called sidekick friends. Will begins to realize that not everything is as it seems with Gwen, who seems to have a special interest in the items hidden in the secret sanctum. Will must decide what is more important to him: keeping his real friends or winning the affection of Gwen. Clever, fun, and humorous, Sky High is a refreshing film that audiences of all ages will enjoy. Let us now take a look at Underdog, directed by Frédéric Deschaux, and with the screenplay by Adam Rifkin, Joe Piscatella, and Craig A. Williams. This 2007 film is loosely based on the eponymous animated television series. At the start of the film, we are introduced to a police beagle, voiced by Jason Lee. The canine is trained to sniff out bombs for the mayor of Capital City. Alas, his sense of smell is substandard, and a mistake causes him to be fired from his job. He is soon captured and brought to the lab of Dr. Simon Barsinister, played by Peter Dinklage, a mad scientist who experiments on animals. While Dr. Barsinister's minion sets the beagle up for a test, the smart dog manages to escape. Whilst running away, a shelf full of mysterious serums spill onto him, which endows him with the best abilities of every animal. The beagle is later adopted by security guard Dan, played by James Belushi, and given the name Shoeshine. Dan, an ex-cop and widower, lives with his teenage son Jack, played by Alex Neuberger. Still struggling from the passing of his mother, Jack doesn't fully accept Shoeshine into the family at first. As fate would have it, Jack is able to understand Shoeshine's speech, and together they discover the dog's amazing abilities. As the two share more time with each other, they become the best of friends. Shoeshine soon develops another persona, Underdog. With his abilities of flying, supersonic barking, great strength, intelligence, and much more, Underdog spends his time helping the citizens of Capital City. While saving lives, putting criminals behind bars, and trying to gain the affections of the beautiful dog Polly, voiced by Amy Adams, Underdog is completely unaware of Dr. Barsinister's plan to harm him. Dr. Barsinister wants the canine superpowers for his own ulterior motives. Will our beloved canine hero be able to save Capital City from Dr. Barsinister's dark plans? Underdog not only tells the story of an ordinary beagle who finds himself with extraordinary powers, but the film also sends a meaningful message about the cruelty and needlessness of animal experimentation.
Okay, you ready?
Ready for what?
Don't worry. I got you. You okay?
Yes. Oh, I love the feeling of the wind in my fur.
Yeah, I thought you might. I call it extreme off-leash. So, have you worked up an appetite? Let's see what's for dinner.
Our last feature today, Astro Boy, is a 2009 3D computer animated film directed and co-written by David Bowers. The film is based on the successful long-running Japanese manga series of the same name by Osamu Tezuka. Set in the distant future of Metro City, an oasis that hovers above a polluted planet Earth, robots are a part of everyday life for humans in this world. The creator of these helpful robots is Dr. Tenma, voiced by Nicolas Cage. He heads the Ministry of Science and is considered the father of modern robotics. His son Toby, voiced by Freddie Highmore, is a child prodigy who is frustrated with his father's lack of time to spend with him. After Dr. Tenma is once again unable to fulfill a promise to take Toby to a symposium, Toby sneaks into the Ministry of Science. Here, Dr. Tenma is having an important meeting with Metro City's power-hungry President Stone, voiced by Donald Sutherland, to create a peacekeeper robot in order to up his chances of being re-elected into office. Dr. Elfin, voiced by Bill Nighy, is one of the smartest scientists working under Dr. Tenma and has discovered a highly positive energy source called the Blue Core and a dangerously negative one referred to as the Red Core, both derived from a fallen star. Despite Dr. Elfin's warnings of the Red Core being too unstable and volatile, President Stone insists on placing it inside the robot. The robot consequently begins to absorb negative energy as it turns against those present. By the time the scientists manage to remove the red core from the robot, they discover that Toby was locked up with it, and all that is left of the little boy is his little red hat.
Toby! I can't open it! I can't open it!
Toby!
Dad,
help!
Toby! It's going to be okay, Toby. I'm going to get you out. Everything's going to be fine. I promise. Toby!
Dr. Tenma is devastated by the loss of his son and goes on a mission to create a robot replica of Toby. He creates a machine with all the characteristics, preferences, and traits of Toby, and who also possesses all the boy's memories. Toby the robot comes to life with no recollection of the incident with the malevolent robot. Dr. Tenma happily takes his son home, promising to only focus on him from now on. He quickly realizes that no matter how similar the robot is to Toby, his son will never return. This new Toby begins to notice that things are different as well. He is able to understand the language of the cleaning robots outside of his window and discovers that he is able to fly using rocket-powered boosters in his shoes. Upon learning that he is in fact a machine and that Dr. Tenma wishes to shut him down, the robot runs away. When President Stone realizes where the Blue Core is, he orders troops to go after the robot and retrieve the energy source. Toby eventually lands on Earth, where he befriends a group of orphan children, including Cora, voiced by Kristen Bell, as well as some other robots who rename him Astro. For once, Astro feels loved and welcomed, but he is still in danger with President Stone's intent on capturing him.
What are you doing?
Will Astro be able to safely escape and survive in peace with his newfound friends? With engaging graphics and a talented voice cast, Astro Boy is a touching film about family and humanity, while also conveying a reminder that true power lies not in technological development, but in love. Sky High, Underdog, and Astro Boy are three wonderful family films featuring superheroes who exemplify noble qualities and strengths that are put to use for the common good of all. Lovely viewers, it was a pleasure having you with us for today's Cinema Scene. Coming up next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May your lives be enhanced by the divine power within all beings.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/CS.